Track 9, and now it's back to the news. Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez has apologised to the panel that scrutinises her work for talking to the media before formally notifying them of her decision to appoint a deputy. The Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Panel voted to recommend the PCC did not appoint her chosen candidate, Mark Kingscote, at a meeting on the 19th of July, as he did not meet the minimum requirements for the role. But Ms. Hernandez, who has the power to recruit a deputy without the panel's support, said she did not accept the recommendation and spoke to journalists after the meeting, saying she would be appointing Mr. Kingscote with immediate effect. Five councillors on the panel said a press release from the Commissioner's office was also issued within hours of the meeting before she had received official confirmation of the panel's recommendation. They said it was discourteous that more than 2 weeks passed before Ms. Hernandez advised the panel of her intention to appoint Mr. Kingscote, and that her actions had brought the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner into disrepute by showing total disrespect for the panel and the decision it made. An extraordinary meeting of the panel last Friday called to discuss the issue. Members voted to accept the Commissioner's apology over what she said appeared to be a misunderstanding. Ms. Hernandez said she recognised that by speaking to the media, her decision was communicated to the public before her office had formally recorded the decision and before she had notified the panel. But as she was in the council chamber to hear the debate, she did not feel the need to wait for the panel's written confirmation. She said there had been an administrative delay with the publication of her own decision notice, which was regrettable. She did not accept that her actions had brought the office into disrepute, as it had all been done legally and with the best intention. After the meeting, she said, "The one thing I do not want to do is insult the police and crime panel. They are there to support me in carrying out my role as commissioner and also to scrutinise my actions and decisions to make sure I am doing things in the right way. I was probably a bit too hasty in my promotion of my deputy, so I am happy to apologise for any misunderstanding." Ms. Hernandez worked with Mr. Mark Kingscote for 15 years when they were both Conservative councillors in Torbay.
Special tree brings comfort at Christmas. Christmas can be a difficult time of year, particularly for anyone who has lost a loved one, but a special Christmas tree in Tynmouth aims to bring comfort to those missing someone special during the festive period. The Christmas Memorial Message Tree has been erected for a seventh year in the town for members of the public to add memorial messages, notes of thanks, or even words of love. Located outside the Methodist Church on Somerset Place, the Remembrance Tree was the idea of healthy pet shop owner Jo Gask and her late husband Nigel. The couple wanted to pay tribute to their friend, Mark, who had passed away from cancer. "Mark helped us when we were opening the shop, and we wanted to remember him," Jo recalled. The tree took on a more poignant meaning in 2019 after Nigel was killed in a motorbike crash. It is free for anyone to add a message to the tree, although Joe recommends that notes are tied to the tree securely in waterproof protection to save them being ruined by the elements. As well as messages, people are welcome to add baubles or their own decorations.
Dawlish Holiday Park is top dog. A holiday park in Dawlish that offers the ultimate getaway for dog owners and their furry friends is positively ecstatic after being crowned Holiday Park of the Year. Cofton Holidays director Helen Scott and Melanie Kirkby picked up the honour at the Dog Friendly Awards, which were held at the Kennel Club in London on Thursday, November the 21st. Judges were impressed with Cofton's commitment to delivering a truly dog-friendly experience, including thoughtful extras such as providing treats and a toy in dog-friendly accommodation and offering facilities such as a dedicated exercise field. "We are incredibly honoured to receive this award," said Cofton director Helen Scott. "Dogs are part of the family, and we pride ourselves on going above and beyond to create a truly welcoming and enjoyable experience for all our guests, humans and pups alike. This recognition reflects the hard work and passion of our entire team," she added. Cofton Holidays has a range of dog-friendly accommodation, including 8 holiday homes, 4 cottages, a brand new glamping cabin, and 4 luxury lodges that include a private hot tub. In each of these accommodations, dog owners will find a doggy hamper, including food and water bowls, a blanket, treats, doggy bags, and a toy to help holidaying pooches feel right at home. The accolade also acknowledged outstanding guest reviews. Laura, who visited Cofton with her new dog in October 2024, said, "From the start, our holiday at Cofton with our new pooch was simply the best. She had treats on offer in reception, a dedicated exercise field, and doggy ice cream and wine available in Amelia's Cofton on-site restaurant. She made so many doggy friends, and the little extras for her in our accommodation were so thoughtful." Earlier this year, Independent Dawlish launched a dog-friendly Dawlish sticker scheme to encourage dog owners to visit businesses in the town.
The owners of the historic Starcross to Exmouth foot passenger ferry have been left devastated after it was destroyed by fire last Wednesday, the 27th of November. The Fire Brigade, Coast Guard and RNLI Exmouth lifeboat were called to Starcross, but the Princess Marina was already well alight by the time the emergency services attended. Fire crews from Dawlish and Middlemore tackled the fire on a boat operated by Simon Turrell Moorings, while a fire crew from Exmouth were on board the Exmouth lifeboat. A hazmat team from Newton Abbott were also on the scene. The Starcross to Exmouth ferry operators were away on a break when the fire broke out. "We would just like to thank everyone involved who helped get the fire under control. It was much appreciated," a spokesman added.
New firefighter recruits excel. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service has honoured 2 new firefighting recruits from Teignbridge after they passed their initial skills course. Highest performing new recruit, Charlie Plyer from Newton Abbott Fire Station, was awarded the coveted Silver Axe for displaying and maintaining exemplary standards in all aspects of the course. The Silver Axe recognises the trainee firefighters' contribution during their course and their commitment to the service. Joshua Williams from Ashburton Fire Station won the Recruits Award, which is voted for by other trainees on the course. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service Area Manager presented Charlie and Joshua with their awards at a ceremony.